gonna believe for it. The Bible says he'll do exceedingly abundantly above all I could ever ask or think. So at 125, if you're still around, you come hear me preach. God is a good God. He's given Jesus the name that's above every other name. I'm excited about what God desires to do in people's lives as far as healing. There's not a sickness or disease that God, I tell you what, it's no different from for God to heal you of migraine or to heal you of anything else in your life. It doesn't matter if it's cancer. It don't take any more power. You remember the man, that was on the bed that was a paralytic? And Jesus said, what's greater, to say to this man, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to tell him to rise up and walk? And he says, so that you may know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sin upon the earth. He said to the man, he said, rise up and walk. And the man got out and he began to walk. You know what? To God, it doesn't make any difference. But for us, sometimes in our mind, we limit God. What is a greater miracle? To God, a miracle is a miracle. It don't matter. It didn't take God more power of God to save your soul from going to hell than it does to heal your physical body. Your body, I tell you what, actually says in Romans, it says the same anointing that raised Christ Jesus from the dead, it dwells in me. There is an anointing that's already alive on the inside. It dwells in me, and it shall quicken my mortal body. There is that anointing. It already lives on the inside of me. Whew, Jesus. And so the anointing. And I tell you what, why do you have a right to healing? Because you're children of promise. You're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. The reason why healing belongs to you is because you are a child of God. It's because that you are the redeemer of the Lord. It's because God said so. Amen. I'm not going to live. I refuse. People say, what do you do when sickness attaches itself to its body? I detach it. I don't need it attached. It was funny to me in Moncton when everybody announced the bird flu and everybody bought this sanitizer and kids were getting sick off of the sanitizer. People say, you're going to catch the bird flu? I said, no, it's for the birds. The flu can flew by. And then the swine flu came. Said, what do you think about that? I said, that's for the pigs. That's not for me. It's not for me. I've been vaccinated. I've already been vaccinated by the blood of Jesus. I got my vaccine. I've been protected. God's going to keep this man of God. He's going to keep everybody that believes that he didn't just save you. He'll preserve you. He'll keep you. He'll sustain you. He'll cause life to stay on the inside of you. My God is good. He's not just powerful enough to heal. He's power enough to... I tell you what. As soon as Live at 5 stopped announcing the bird, it's not bird flu that killed people. It was fear. It was fear. Once the news had something else to report, nobody else died. Isn't that the truth? What happened to the bird flu? What happened to that thing? It's amazing. We were supposed to all die, pandemic. Red flags were going all over. And some of you, listen to me, I know because I was one of them. You're looking on the internet. Where is it now? Is it in New Brunswick? Is there an outbreak on PI? Is there an outbreak in Nova Scotia? Where's it going? Where's it going? Where's it going? I'll tell you what, it can go back where it came from. It go to hell. Amen, because that's where it came from. Hallelujah. And the devil wants us to get full of fear so that we wouldn't be afraid. And like Job, what we feared the most would come upon us and would kill us prematurely of the plans and the purposes of God for our lives. I'm telling you what, we need to be so strong in the word of God that none of those things. The Bible says there's a place in God where the evil one touches you not. And I'm telling you what, we got to get to that place. The Bible says we can drink any deadly thing, and by no means shall it hurt me. And then it says we shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall what? Recover. How many people believe? It didn't even say pray. It said lay hands. I like the guy that went and saw R.W. Shumbach. And Shumbach was giving everybody oil. And this guy just got saved, and he said, this oil will heal anybody. So this guy, this big guy, he's got this bottle of oil and he's in the car saying, Jesus, what do we do with the oil? What do we do with the oil? Jesus said, go to the hospital. People there are sick. He said, yeah, Jesus, we'll go to the hospital. He went to the hospital room to room.
He touched everybody. Said, "Get up, go home, you're healed. Get up, go home, you're healed. Get up, go home, you're healed. Get up, go home, you're healed." Doctor met a whole crowd of people heading to the elevator. He said, "Where are you going?" They said, "Well, the doctor came into our room and said we could get up, go home, we're healed." They tested those people, every one of them were healed. They were healed. And all this man had was simple faith. He went back to the meeting. He said, "I need more oil." It's amazing. If we just simplified what God said, we lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But you pray for people, and I don't know, Pastor, if you have this experience, but I pray for people, and then they look like, yeah, you know, it's like praying on a 2x4. Right, they ain't expecting. Well, I wasn't expecting nothing to happen. Well, then don't be disappointing if nothing does. I tell you, you come to prayer, you believe. You believe God. And people say, "Well, I didn't feel anything." It didn't say, "I lay hands on you, you'd feel something." Did it? They say, "I lay hands on the sick, they'll feel something." Then that's the evidence that they're healed. No, it just says, "I lay on hands on the sick, they shall recover." Now, there's a difference between a healing and a miracle. A miracle is instantaneously. A miracle is what happened to Don when he got out of the wheelchair and started walking around. That was a miracle. A healing is a process. It really is. You'll recover. You'll lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. So, you know what? If I lay hands on you tonight, if you really believe, you could mark it down on the calendar and say, "I'm in recovering from this night on. I'm getting better and 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 better till it's all gone." And then you could testify, and you know what? You could mark it down or be the pastor. Doesn't matter who. We're believers. The believer shall lay hands on the sick and they shall what? Recover. So it doesn't matter what it was. Now, a little while ago, I got diagnosed with diverticulitis. Pockets in my intestines. That's all I need. I thought I just needed pockets in my pants. I had pockets in my intestines. It doesn't mean the enemy doesn't try to do things in our life. But I tell you what, he's just wasting his time. I haven't had an episode. Not going to have another. I went in the hospital. It was so bad, I collapsed beside my truck. My wife drove me to the hospital. The doctor said, "We're going to take 6 to 8 inches of your intestines." And he says, "You could wake up with a bag attached to the side of you." I said, "No, I don't think so." I said, "I don't think you're going to operate." I said, "I don't want it." "What do you do?" I went home. Nobody's going to take my intestines out. I need them. There's a certain amount there that God put there. It's for a reason. Amen? I'll tell you what. Well, just because the doctor suggests something doesn't mean he's right. I'm going to talk to God before anybody takes anything out of me. Amen? I'm going to find out what the Lord has to say. I'm not going to go around with 6 inches left of intestines. I love eating. Where's the extra food going to go? Right? God is a good God. And so we'll lay hands on you tonight. I believe you can recover. I believe you can go home well and heal. Now you could leave here with a miracle. You know what? I had high blood pressure. My blood pressure went up one time, 170 over 110. My head was spinning. Doctor said, "You'll be on blood pressure pills the rest of your life." I said, "No, I won't." No, I just, you got to talk to these doctors. We just talk there and we just sit there and we just say, "Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you think so? Yeah. Yeah. Water pills? Yeah. Yeah, blood pressure pills. Yeah, this kind of better than that guy. Yeah, okay, okay. Do you got a drug plan? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dear Lord. You know, they say you're going to be on something the rest of your life. We go, yeah, 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 sure, sure. Sounds good to me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I ain't going to be on anything the rest of my life. No, I bought myself a high blood pressure machine. Why? I spoke the word and checked it every day. Ooh, that looks good. The only time the blood pressure went up is when I went and saw the doctor. I found out how to get healed. Don't go see the doctor. It kept my blood pressure down. Hallelujah. So, glory to God. God is good. Amen. Don't just agree with everything everybody speaks over your life. You know, some people, you know, they say when people get diagnosed with cancer, that the way to respond will determine how they come out of the situation. They say immediately, if they get full of fear, their immune system begins to shut down. My God. Hallelujah. They should respond, I'm going to live and not die, declare the mighty works of God. I'm going to live and not die, declare God's work over my life. I tell you, I've seen God do some amazing things, and I'm not from the States, and I don't have the secret. I just know who the Lord is, you know, and he doesn't desire to do something for me. He's not desiring to do for you. And there's nothing in your life that my God, not me. I'm not the healer. I've never healed anybody one day in my life. You know, I actually, one time I was in Bible school. Let me tell you a story. I was in Bible school, and we brand new Bible school students were driving, and a duck got hit on the road and had all little ducks. And so we shoot the little ducks back into the ditch. And me and my buddy, we thought we were anointed, so we just say, we're going to pray for the duck. Dear God, it was funny. It was funny. Here we are on the side of the road. We got the duck in our hands. The duck is alive when we picked it up. So me and my friend, we're praying on the duck. We command you to be healed. The duck went. It died. That was my introduction to the healing ministry. Dear God. Then we just prayed, Lord, let some other mother duck take these orphans. Because we killed their mother. Dear Jesus. But God is good, amen? Yes. It's not about us. I'm not the healer. Jesus is the healer. He's the one. And actually, some of you getting healed by laughing. The Bible said laughter do good like a medicine. A contrite spirit dries up the bones. Hallelujah. We got to get happy in church. Me and my wife, a couple Friday nights ago, we went to Sarasota at Keith Moore's church. And Jesse DePlantis was preaching. Dear Lord, we laughed. I just felt good to just sit there and laugh and just get blessed. But I'm telling you, God wants to heal everybody. Everybody. There's not one person here God don't want to heal. Amen. Not one. There's not one person here that God has not already paid the price for you to walk in divine health. Not one person here. I tell you what, there's a lady in our church, and it was the first time I've ever saw it. We prayed for her, and she says, if Jesus can heal anything, she says, I've been wearing glasses for over 40 years. You pray over my eyes, and I believe that Jesus healed my eyes, and I won't need glasses one more day in my life. It's amazing. We prayed over her eyes. She don't wear no glasses at church, nowhere. She's absolutely healed. God's given her 20/20 vision, and she thanks the Lord for it every day of her life. And so I'm telling you know what? I've seen people now walk. When we got saved in Pentecost, everybody smashed a lot of glasses but had to get new ones the next week. And so it was my first real experience of watching somebody be healed from eyes. And so we just thank God for it. God wants to heal everybody. He wants to heal everybody. You know, if you're here today, listen to me. If you're here today and you can't bear children, you know, God wants to heal your womb. God wants you to be able to have babies. Having children is something that you want. God wants you to have children in your life. You know what? No matter what it is, if there's arthritis in your body, God, people say, well, I'm getting old. I got to die of something. No, I don't. I don't need to have arthritis. I don't need to have all those things. Who said I get a certain age now? I got to get full of pain. The devil is a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. You know, another lady we knew, 102 years old, went home to be with the Lord a couple weeks ago. She would get up in the morning and she'd go on the porch, and her daughter, that's 80-some years old, that's living with her, says, Mom, what are you doing? She says, well, she said, darling, she says, a couple weeks ago, Jesus told me he's coming to get me. So she'd get dressed and just go outside and wait for him. Can you imagine? Now, there's a way to go. I'm going to get dressed. Jesus coming to get me today. Hallelujah. Now that's the way to die. Not full of pain, not full of sickness and disease. People say, yeah, but we got to go someday. Yeah, but let's go well. Let's die well. Let's not die full of sickness and disease. You know, we should be so well when they open it up for the biopsy or whatever. They said, my God, what a specimen of a man. I don't even know what he died of. Right? You know, the doctor should open you up and say, my God, that's a young heart. This is an old man, but with a young heart. Why is everything so new in here? Hallelujah. We can give all this stuff away. He'll work. You know, when I think of going, I'm not thinking of going the way of sickness. I'm just planning on ejecting. Eject. Out of here. That's my plan. Why? Because people, let's die well. Brother Smith Wigglesworth say, no knife would ever touch his body. He would, you know what? He believes, some people believe some stuff and they got it. We can believe God. And it don't matter how young or how old you are. God wants you well. Well, I got to die of something. Well, the God that give you breath can take your breath away. When it's your time to go, he can just go, come with me. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. So it don't matter what you have in your body. God wants to make you well, even tonight. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Is it all, Pastor, is it all right if we minister on folks? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I think of the guy that was by the gate called Beautiful. Can you imagine all of his life? They put him by the gate of the temple. All of his life, he watched people go into the temple and praise God and was not able to go in because there was no chairs. Sit on the outside of the temple of the house of God. And then when the disciples came by, he expected to receive something of them, and they perceived he had faith. They said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Can you imagine what he must have felt like? For the first time in all of his life, he came into temple. My God, he was hooting and a hollering and a shouting and a dancing, and he was in temple. He didn't have to sit at the gate anymore. He could be in the presence. My God, when I think of people, that how many people are sick tonight that couldn't get to a healing service? Think about it. We need the manifestation of healing in our lives, in this place, even right now. My God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. Can I operate a little bit different. I know I'm weird, but I'm French and it's all right. That's my excuse. And so, you know, everybody that has, is if there's anybody here with heart condition, this is a real strong anointing here for hearts tonight. There's a heart condition in your body. Doctor says there's clogged arteries or your heart beats irregular or that you got damage to your heart. If there's anybody here right now with those things in your body, can you just come up to the altar just right now? We're going to minister to you. We're going to pray for you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, everybody else, stretch out your hands towards these people. Come in agreement with them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we thank you that their heart's going to beat to the rhythm of life. That the very life of God. God, when my hand come in contact with their body, healing's going to be released. Virtue's going to come through. And God, from this day forward, they're in full recovery. Every artery that's been damaged is going to be undamaged. Everything that's not working right in that heart's going to beat right. It's going to function right in the mighty name of Jesus. God, they're going to find themselves with a new energy, with a new life on the inside of them. God, I believe that as my hands come in contact with these bodies, that God, their hearts is going to be made well and whole. Hallelujah. Everybody else, pray with me. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Just believe God. In the name of Jesus, be thou made whole. I commend that heart to beat to the rhythm of life. Every artery unclogged, that the heart beats right in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father,
whoo, for healing virtue flowing in this heart. We give you praise and glory and honor for it. In Jesus' mighty name. And God, any damage that's ever been done, we thank you that damage God is going to, that you'll fix everything. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Whoo, shana, ra, mando, brace, they say, ke, de, mando, brende, de, mando, brace, they say, de, mando. Father, we thank you in the mighty name. Ha. Oh, Jesus, thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost even right now. I thank you this heart. Oh, my, santa, ra, ma, co, brende. Hey, in Jesus' mighty name, we commend this heart to beat right. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that virtue is being released in this body. And by your stripes, she is made well. By your stripes, she is healed. By your stripes, she is free. I thank you for my sister. I speak life. In Jesus' name. Ooh, ha, mando brende, hee. Ooh, 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 Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Ooh. Sister, you just received that in the name of Jesus. The Lord's at work in your body even right now. Listen, I want to tell you something. There's an elderly lady that a few years ago I prayed for. Doctor diagnosed her with Parkinson's disease. I got a letter from the doctor. It's the first one he ever saw healed of Parkinson's, healed of any type of that disease. I'm telling you, that same God that healed that sister is at work right now in your physical body, bringing a health and a cure to your body. You're a faithful woman of God. You've stood on the word. But I tell you what, God's going to show himself faithful to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I tell you what, the Lord, oh, that mando brace they send and mando break a shana na mando brace they send and mando broke so come on to brende. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. Whoo. Whoo. Ha 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 ha. Whoo. Father, we thank you. This heart beats to the rhythm of life. Ha da mando break a shana na ma ha ha ha. Oh, there it is, Jesus. Whoo. Shonto ro mando break a ne manda break a te. Ili mando breke seki ma vando bresti sine manda brande de breste ki de manda brande. Ele mando breste ki de manda brande ki seki manda brande seki mondo breke teke de. Ili manda brake seki de manda brost. Oh, broko se te ma ha ha ha. I ma vos do ki shanti de mondo brende. Ili manda brake seki mo vraste sinti mana. I brando, I mendeia, I sikia. O suri mi shinti. I vando sakatara brende. I brosto covande. Ine mas santo. Thank you, Jesus. This heart beats to the very rhythm of life. I thank you, Father, that wellness and wholeness is flowing in this body, even right now as my hand has come in contact with this body, in the name of Jesus. But the Lord wants you to know, sister, that God is going to do a new thing in your life. A greater thing is about to come forth. Your worship is going to go to a whole other level that you've never seen before in your life. Oh, hara mando breke sene ne mando brosto sondo brende. Ha, you're going to get lost in worship. Just lost. You'll be lost in the atmosphere of worship. I tell you what, I even believe that there's going to be prophetic songs coming forth out of you. There's going to be the song of the Lord that's going to come out of you. Ah, oh, de mende breste ke de mando breste sene mando breke sike mandai. Whew. Ha ha. The devil is a liar. Fear be gone. Ha 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 ha. Whew. Fear be gone. Long life. Long life. Long life. Long life. Ooh, long life. Whew. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Ooh, sha ha 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 ha. Oh, ha 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 ha. I mando mendeke breke vando mo shonto romondo brende I ma vando cuscente mahai. Shh, yeah, Jesus, there it is. Ha ha ha. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. He na mando breke she ma brande mo shonto brende ke brande. I thank you, Father, this heart beats to the rhythm of life.
The very life of God flows in this body, bringing health and a cure. I thank you, God, that by your stripes he is healed. We speak to it now. We commend wholeness and wellness in this body. And God, from this day forth, this heart is getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you he'll do things the doctor said he couldn't do. Ha, ha, ha. And we thank you for it even right now in Jesus' mighty name. You know what? I got to tell you something. All night I felt you were pulling in the Spirit. You were pulling it right out of me. I'm telling you, there's something that was just drawing. Jesus. It is your time. Shantiki maha. And mande breste sin and mande braste se. Oh, the mande. Ili mosukuri mishiki maha. Ili vrende mandobre ke shake te maha. In the name of Jesus, be made whole. Oh, mande breste ke de mando breke ma vande ki brosti ki manda ile breste si ki manda brande ki si ki manda ma ha ha. Oh, Jesus, right now, we thank you. Oh, Jesus, there is an anointing. Make you well. In Jesus' name. Mando breke sene man brande ki vando. Ey, masu. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for. You know, I want to touch you. The Lord says, tell her it's time to get right back on track in everything she had planned and purposed to do in the kingdom of God. There's things that the devil tried to tell you, you can't do this, you can't do that. God's going to move you ahead. God is going to move you ahead in the mighty name. I tell you what, there's things that the enemy tried to derail. The Lord said he's bringing it back right all on track, on track, on track, on track. And I believe the days ahead of you are days of acceleration in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Here the mando breaks the siki manda brande ki basu. In the name of Jesus. Father, we worship you. Hallelujah. Everybody, let's give God praise and glory and thanksgiving. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. That all these hearts are being made well and whole in Jesus' name. We'll hear the testimonies of the glory of God. Come on, let's shout unto God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus, you are God. Hallelujah. My God, I feel the anointing. Jesus, what a way to celebrate Victoria. Amen. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Now, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Father, we worship you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we thank you for who you are. You are the great physician. You are the great physician. You are the great physician. You are the mighty healer. You are.